This is the Midday Market Report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Two railway crossings in Texas are still being affected by the migrant crisis. This is limiting the flow of U.S. grain into Mexico. According to Union Pacific, there is up to $200 million of freight per day, including grain, that can't reach its destination. While the forecast shows conditions improving, the weather issues in Brazil so far may mean delays to Safrina corn planting down the road. Planting in a less optimal time frame may lead to production losses. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange said that 59% of Argentina's corn crop is planted. Additionally, the improved weather conditions are reflected in the crop condition, with 90% rated good to excellent. The January-March soybean spread has narrowed to a carry of less than a nickel after it was more than 20 cents just a few short weeks ago. Recent sales to China and unknown destinations may be offering some support, as is the fact that commercials are short nearby futures. The forecast for the drier areas of Brazil look like it will get wetter and is expected to remain that way into January. The next week or so may have less rain than initially forecasted, but temperatures will also not be as hot. According to the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange, Argentina's soybean crop is 69% planted. Additionally, 97% of the crop is said to be in normal to good condition. Soybean meal is near or at oversold levels from a technical perspective. Much of the recent decline has to do with the anticipation of a good Argentina crop. But meal is trading higher this morning, which may be the start of a technical correction, and this is providing some support to soybean futures. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn is down a half cent at 472 even. January soybeans up 2 1/4 at 1299 and a half. On the Merck, February live cattle up 15 cents at 168.82. January feeder cattle up $1.15 at 222.85. February lean hogs up $1.02 at 71.67. February pork cutout unchanged at 81.72. Class 3 milk unchanged at 15.44. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.